Devil's Advocates. We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
It's a hard world to get a break in. All the good things have been taken.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we welcome back a fine guest. He is Kirk Bankstead. He is the proprietor, owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and he comes bearing beer.
Excellent. The best guests bring beer.
The best guests do bring beer. Kirk, welcome back, man.
Hey Kirk. Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Now, a new addition. Brand new beer.
Brand new. And I cracked one open, but I'm not going to lie. I kind of had a few too many over the Labor Day weekend. So this first sip was kind of hard. But actually, after the first sip, it felt a lot better.
Hair of the donkey, if you will.
Hair of the donkey. Yeah, so...
What do we got here, Kirk? What are you drinking, man?
We went pretty deep here on this one. It's hard to explain the filibuster on a can of beer, but it's called Filibuster Ale, and the tagline is it must be quaffed before 2022.
Nice.
There's a lot going on here, but basically, I thought about in the summer. You know, I put a lot of politicians on, on these cans, like Bernie and Biden. I've only done one issue beer before, and that was Fair Maps. And we made a lot of headlines, and I think we got a lot of awareness that we need to make, have Fair Maps in Wisconsin. But I was like, I want to do another issue beer, but what's the most pressing issue in both Wisconsin and America? And I kept on coming back to, we got to get rid of filibuster or else we can't pass anything that's going to help America save democracy.
And Kirk, what are these little nuts representative of?
Okay, so let me tell you, I had to rack my brain on this one because the filibuster is hard to frickin' explain. So we basically actually have a beer be represented by it. So the fun thing is that filbert is actually another word for a hazelnut. So I started thinking about hazelnut. I was like, okay, we can do a hazelnut brown ale and call it a hazelnut / filbert brown ale. And so what we've done is I had my graphic designer put a bunch of like hazelnuts. Some are in blue ties and some are in red ties. Obviously, the blue guys are the Democrats. The reds are the Republicans. There's a flag that says 51. It's a blue flag. And there's a red flag that says 49. And that's what should be happening in our U.S. Senate is if there's a vote that has 51 senators voting for it, it should pass a bill. But unfortunately, and this is hard to explain on a damn cartoon, but there's all the Republicans need are 41 votes to block anything that the Democrats want to do, which means they can block voting rights. They can block, which they can definitely do right now. They can block reproductive justice, reproductive rights. And so it's killing us. And there's a donkey, a big blue donkey in the middle of this cartoon that's eating the Republican playbook that says 41 votes to block. And Dom, I don't know. You don't have a can in front of you, Dom, but can you tell me if you look real close who this red hazelnut is with the red tie that's really not happy that his playbook's being eaten?
Is that Trump? Is that the former
guy? No, look closer.
More turtle-like thing.
Oh, McConnell with the glasses. I see it.
So on the Republican side, we got Mitch McConnell being really worried that this Democratic donkey is eating his playbook. I'm telling you, I went deep on this one. It might be a little bit esoteric for the average beer drinker, but I'm pretty proud of it.
I didn't say that very artfully.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He's a sponsor. He is the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and he's associated with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. And Kirk, my understanding is when people buy the beer, 5% of the profits are given to the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. Well, I feel like, you've kind of been off off from the Good Trouble this summer. So I got to think you've been scheming. You seem like a schemer to me, Kirk.
We have been scheming. I had to take a break. I mean, fighting the power every single. I mean, you guys do it every day. I don't know how you do it, but I was like, you know,
we're professionals, Kirk. You make it look easy.
I would say graceful and sexy. That's a winning combo.
I mean, making good trouble, you know, leads to a lot of backlash, and so I needed to kind of unplug for a while this summer. But we were able to, right before I took off for vacation, raise over $40,000 to hire a organizer to help progressives run for county board seats up in northern Wisconsin, which really helps build the bench, you know, for when we can actually compete, you know, when we, you know, the numbers are still bad up there for conservative versus Democrat, but we want to build a bench of good politicians, and that happens at the county board level. So we were able to hit our mark there, and a lot of people donated money for that, and we donated some of our profits as well. So we're proud of that.
And you've been able to fill that position?
I think Wisconsin Progress is the group I work with, and I think they put the job application out in August, and I think they're getting close to making a hire, I think.
That'd be excellent. We hear that it's a difficult work environment. Kirk, what do you think about the American worker right now? Do you think they've been lazy? Do you think they've been enticed to stay on the couch with $300 massive incentives from government?
That's a lot of money to buy some beer, Kirk.
Yeah, so you're talking about them getting kicked off. I just joined you guys, so I didn't know what you were talking about earlier. But yeah, I mean, geez, like, I just saw this cartoon where this big boat is like about to sink, and there's this little mouse like at the tip of the boat that represents the worker getting a little pittance extra for unemployment benefits, and this huge friggin' elephant in the back of the boat that's sinking the boat that's called tax cuts for the rich. And I'm like, that's exactly right. It's like, we definitely have enough money in America to keep these unemployment benefits going, you know, for, you know, while the pandemic is still raging. But hell, we got to raise taxes on the rich to pay for it. That's what we wish you'd be doing.
Kirk, what about supply chains? We know everyone is affected. I know that you've been affected. What can you tell people that aren't in the beer brewing industry? What about supply chains?
Yeah, that's crazy you mentioned that. It's really killing the craft brewer right now. So a crate, you know those crates that you get, you know, that are on the ships? Like, that's how you get from country to country, is these huge, like, shipping crates.
And because I think of the TikTok containers challenge? That's wrecking the beer industry?
What's happened, not those crates, the containers, I've heard that they've gone from like $1,400 to get one place to the next, like $14,000. I mean, it's like a 10x kind of situation. And so getting aluminum cans, getting plastic lids, like all those things have risen because the cost of shipping has gone up. Now, it's not because all of a sudden America's giving away money to help bail people out. It's because the entire world slowed down production during the pandemic, and they started ramping it up again. And so demand for everything is going sky high. So that's causing, hopefully, short-term inflation, not structural inflation, that unfortunately the Republicans are saying Biden's causing inflation because he's given trillions away for infrastructure and, you know, the unemployed. And that's not the case in my mind. I think it's just short-term inflation because the economy's finally waking up again.
Kirk, would you call beer, specifically your beer, Minocqua Brewing Company beer, is that the beverage of the working stiff?
The beverage is not of the working stiff. The beverage is they should drink, especially Bernie Brew. That's a lager, and it's the least expensive because it will help them out eventually when hopefully some of the policies we're trying to support, you know, get passed.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Kirk Bangsted, Minocqua Brewery, Minocqua Super Pack, Brewery Super Pack, and a friend of ours. And I was flipping through my photos, Kirk, from when we went to one of those events that you had, a party, and I wanted to know what beer we were drinking. It was the Bernie Brew.
Oh, yeah.
That we took some pictures of, and it was a great lager, and I do appreciate that.
That's the working class brew. Unfortunately, this filibuster ale has a real hazelnut hazelnut extracts in it. It's freaking expensive to make. So, unfortunately, this one probably isn't for the working class.
This is a darker beer for your aristocratic friends, right? No, is this a...
It's going to cost you a little bit at the store, unfortunately.
I'm not a beer connoisseur. I'm more of a boozy guy, but this beer tastes thicker.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't call it bitter, but it's got a more of a...
That's a hazelnut. It's like a real, like it's the juice of the hazelnut. And it's a, you know, it's astringent. You know,
do you squeeze the hazelnut? give me all your juices. How do you get that juice?
It makes me nutty just thinking about it, bro.
Well, I can't even get Nutella in the stores these days, man. So I'm not clear how you're getting, you know, the hazelnut.
Oh, he's got a guy.
I got a guy.
hazelnut guy. Now, where is that?
Tanuta's in Kenosha. They can strong arm anybody to get stuff, I've heard.
You're going to love my nut.
Kirk, you mentioned, I want to talk briefly here on the political side of it, some of the local, you know, county board and those kinds of things. But I've seen a lot of reporting in the last couple of weeks about how conservatives and you know, certainly some national conservative groups are really pushing and assisting some of the parents going after school boards. Parents don't like what the school board COVID, you know, policy might be, and all of a sudden, or they think they're teaching critical race theory, which isn't happening, but, yep, you know, they don't like some of the topics, and now they're like super, super Trumpy involved in trying to, you know, make life hell for some of the school board members. And we had some here, I believe it was perhaps Oconomowoc or somewhere down here in the Milwaukee metro area, like three board members just up and resigned because they didn't want to deal with it anymore. Yeah. Kirk, is that an issue up in the North Woods to your understanding as well?
Oh my God, is it ever? And it's not like people go into school boards, you know, with a political agenda. They usually have kids and they just want to make their schools better. And we're seeing it in Wausau in particular. It's just some insane school board meetings with screaming and yelling, and it's, I don't know who's feeding it. It's, you know, it's Tucker Carlson and everybody with the, you know, it, I can't believe a stupid mask is enough to try to do a recall election for a school board member. You know, kids have shown they can wear masks. It's not making them unhealthy. Like, even if you don't think that masks are great or they don't work, like, it's a stupid mask. Like, it's not enough to cause strife in your school boards for it and make people not want to, good citizens who just want to have their kids have a good education, like, quit a school board. Wausau and Stevens Point are up in arms right now. They're school boards because of the backlash.
Kirk, when are you going to be doing the Up North podcast again? People love the Up North podcast.
Oh man, I'm ready to go back and do it. It's going to happen hopefully in the next couple of weeks, maybe even next week. I gotta get my man Pat Kreitlow back on board. He just got back from vacation. I just got back from vacation. We're putting the show together again. And it's important to me to do this because Northern Wisconsin needs an outlet for progressive news, and I plug it. You know, after we do the show with you guys, I plug that and put it all over Northern Wisconsin. So we got to keep doing it. It's a big, as you guys know, putting a show together is hard. but I'm willing to do it again for another season.
Yeah, but sometimes guests bring fine beer like Filibuster Ale from the Minocqua Brewing Company. Kirk, if people want to buy this beer or support the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack, how can they do so?
So on our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, there's a store finder. So every place that sells our beer in Wisconsin, you can check and see where to buy it there. It's all over Wisconsin. And then for the Super Pack, you can just go to like the Super Pack tab on our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, and feel free to donate there. I promise to be a good steward of your progressive dollars.
Kirk Bangstead, Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. I had to think about that. He brings beer. He's a good guy. He's a fine sponsor and a good friend. Thank you so much for coming around.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
good
Kirk.
To see you again.
More Devils Advocates. We'll open up the phones. We'll crack another cold one. 844-967-2789.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
I support both the action and the objective.
What's this, sir?
Drink it.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
That's a lot of nuts!